Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Caramel Carnage with Moose.
And Fudge.
I am the aforementioned Fudge.
And I am the aforementioned Moose, and we are in the yurt.
We really are.
Live.
Live.
That sounds more like the dead voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used the wrong register.
Live.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Surprise carnage. Did we tell anyone?
I'm doing that now.
Yeah, I did that too. Facebooks.
Yeah, Facebooks.
Nothing like it.
Not really.
Except all the other language versions that already exist in other countries.
Really?
Yeah.
How many languages is Facebook in?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's in every language, but it's
Can you be friends with people who are in other languages?
Yeah. I'm in French, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
It's got to be weird.
It's pretty weird. But yeah, there's a bunch of like Facebook equivalents and like.
Anyways, yeah. What's our theme for today?
Today is a theme that is very, very dear to Jackson Pollock and Picasso and a bunch of other people that are way smarter than I am, because that is colors.
Wow. You kept going for a while there. I didn't know how long I could drum. My hands hurt a little bit now. But yeah, colors.
I'm sorry.
Hence the black dog. Maybe we'll go to other colors besides black. That should be our first topic. Like, really, is black a color?
Well, pretty much as white is a color.
Oh. Touche, Moose. Touche.
Hey, I'm trying to be diplomatic here.
Hey, do you speaking of touches, I should know that. This is not a good
transition. How about three shays?
Four shays.
Four shays? Four shizzles. Anyways.
Anyways.
We're losing it here at the yurt.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was Comedy Low Honk.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. You know, that's another good one?
Ooh.
No, wait. That wasn't the one
I wanted.
There we go.
Mouth harp. There's nothing wrong with mouth harping. Mouth blah blah blah.
Mouth. That's what you are. Are you actually drinking chocolate milk and doing radio at the same time?
Yeah, and I have a chocolate. What is it? Chocolate chip peanut crunch.
Ooh, I am drinking. Can we do a quick Moose and Fudge first time ever product review?
Yeah.
So I'm drinking this coffee from Whole Foods. It's the Pacific Rim blend, and it's probably the best coffee in the whole world.
Wow, that's quite a claim you have there. We are not endorsing Whole Foods in any way.
Dark and fruity and delicious.
Yeah.
I'm entranced by it. It's been a good day for coffee. Well, we should play another song.
Well, yes, we should.
But I'm so excited to talk about colors some more later. Because colors are one of my favorite things in the whole world.
Oh, yeah. And this is Caramel Carnage number 10. Just saying.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Carnage.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
You are listening to Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge.
And that was The Horrors with their song Primary Colors off of the album of the same name. Yes, indeed.
Wow. And you know what we realized while that song was going, guys? Wait, I'm talking to the audience like they're going to talk back. If you took the phrase
can I
from 30 Rock.
The audience?
What? Can you act like the audience? Okay, yeah, okay.
Sweet.
Moose, you be the audience, I'll be me. All right. Moose. Audience, know what happened during the last segment?
No, tell me.
Well, me and Moose were talking, and we figured out that, hey, you know that rural juror joke from 30 Rock? What if you threw horror in the middle, and then it's even harder to say?
Whoa!
Try to say it now with me. Rural horror juror. Rural horror juror.
Yeah. Rural horror juror. Yep, that was a good song. One thing I noticed when I was looking for songs with colors is that the British spell it O-U, and the Americans spell it just O.
Yeah.
And I thought that was
Did you not know that before?
I mean, I did know it, but I didn't realize that was going to happen. And, like, when you search for colors, then you have two
gotta
different
look
spellings.
For both.
And, yeah.
Yeah. That's intense. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I found any with the word color in O-U-R.
Well, that was one with O-U-R, because they are from...
Because mostly I just thought
of
songs with specific colors in them. That's my...
Yeah,
the great country of England, really?
Well, I mean, it's pretty nice. It's pretty good. They're worse countries.
I've never been there. I wouldn't know.
Well, they have quite an accent, and they have quite
they have
the
many
desserts.
Different accents.
They have quite the desserts.
Really?
Oh yeah. Don't be afraid of anything when you go to London or any other place in England and have weird food.
You know, I got something that's kind of has something to do with England.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it has something to do with a prince.
And food?
No, mostly just prince.
Oh, okay.
Well, and kind of food.
It looked like a pie.
But also colors.
Here. Okay.
Colors.
Sweet.
This is my girlfriend Sophia recommended this one. This is Raspberry Beret by Prince. Whoa.
Hold your houses.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. So I'm afraid that YouTube just messed us up because that's not Raspberry Beret.
No.
Apparently Prince doesn't want his music on YouTube.
What a little
shit. That fucking sucks.
That sucks,
yeah,
man.
But
bro.
I've got a backup song.
Yeah.
This one also has a color in the title.
I like it.
It's the Arctic Monkeys, Old Yellow Bricks. Sorry about that, guys.
It's all good.
Who wants to sleep in a city that never wakes up? Dorothy was right, though. She's
back. You're listening to Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge here on Yurt Radio. I am Fudge.
And I am Moose.
And we are here to entertain you with our antics and themes. What's our theme today, Moose?
Today our theme is color, but it has been momentarily superseded. Yes, I did just use that word. By the fact that we are today...
Today's date is once again in binary. Which this is the last year we're gonna have binary dates during for a long time.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Quite.
It's sad.
Yes. Do you want to tell me what date
good ones? For example, today 1/11/11 1/1/1/1.
Yeah.
Wait. What? 1/1/1/1/1. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, technically, you could also say it's 0/1/1/1.
Exactly. I do usually put the zeros in my dates. I like my dates to always be even. 2/2/2. Mm-hmm. It looks good. Plus, it eliminates confusion.
I do the sum. I sum all the numbers. So every day is just a number between like 1 and 9. I do that. It's not true.
That would not... wouldn't there be several dates that have the same sum?
Yeah, they're all the same day, though.
Wait.
What do you have this time?
That's what I do. That's how I react to your silliness, Moose. Or maybe a...
I like that.
There's also this one.
I'm going to be more silly if you tempt me with that. Someone took off a little something there.
Ooh. Wait, what?
No.
Sorry, folks. We just discovered an interesting sight in the yurt.
No.
What are you thinking?
Or actually, I don't think so. False alert.
False alert.
1/1/1/1/1. There's a song called 1/0/1/1/1/0/0/1.
Oh, wait. Is that...
It's by Clutch.
Clutch. Okay.
I might be mistaken.
That's a line in a Fly to the Conchords song.
Really?
During the binary solo.
Wow.
And the humans are dead.
I have to see that episode.
It's like possibly the first one, maybe the second.
I'm pretty sure I've seen the first. Yeah.
The humans are dead. The robots.
Oh, is it the one with the robots?
Yeah. The humans are dead. Humans are dead.
I have to see it
again.
We
murdered their asses with poisonous gases. Maybe, I don't know. It's funny, but.
What you can't see is Fudge's dancing in the yurt right now.
Yeah.
It was
doing a robot dance.
Yeah, it was a sight that
all in the torso. The humans are dead.
So you can't do it if you're not on a rotating chair, though.
No, you can't.
Okay, that's good.
It's rotating chairs only. All right, so
no.
But yeah, I'm excited for that date because I get to later today at work. I get to write down the date with just, but basically just going fum 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 fum.
You want one pump too far.
That's hard to translate over the radio.
I'm sure.
I just get to make a series of vertical lines, and then that's the date.
That's the sound a vertical line makes in my head.
All right, speaking of sounds, we're going to play another song. But first, I have to read you guys possibly the stupidest YouTube comment in the history of YouTube
time.
It's so innocent, though, which is part of the reason I need to read it to you guys. It's just like such a...
It's so adorable, and I'm not sure if it's a 14-year-old or a...
Oh, it's gotta be. It's gotta be someone, because they're obviously preoccupied and think it's only teenagers on the internet, first of all. That's what they think, oh, man. Okay, anyways, this is...
It could be a really grouchy old
person.
Folks,
you guys gotta guess what color songs, and if you can call us at 413-559-6766 and guess what this song is before I play it, we will give you a... free cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, for reals. Hot coffee. It's delicious. Pacific Rim blend. So the comment says, do you want to help me with this, Moose, or should I just read it?
You can go at it. It's okay. Your find.
You say Lady Gaga. I say Led Zeppelin. You say Hannah Montana. I say AC/DC. You say Owl City. I say Deep Purple. You say Jonas Brothers. I say the Rolling Stones. You say Justin Bieber. I say
Queen.
You say
Taylor Swift.
I say Guns N' Roses. 95% of teens these days don't listen to the same crappy pop songs over and over. Oh, wait.
They do listen to this.
If you're one of the 5% left who still listen to real music, thumb this up. Then copy and paste it to T. Leave 5 videos. Don't let the spirit of rock and roll die.
I think rock and roll's dead.
That's from, the name is, let me zoom in here, Take Thatization. Thank you, Take Thatization. This is the song that he's commenting on.
27 thumbs up.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
You're listening to Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge. Which one am I, Fudge? I'm Fudge.
Yes.
I'm Fudge.
You called me Fudge and then asked me who you were, Fudge.
No. I said, which one am I, Fudge? Yes.
Yes.
See? It was a theoretical Fudge, not you. I know you're Moose.
Moose?
You know I know.
I know you know, but do you know that I know that you know?
Don't mess
you
with
you do now.
Face. Don't do that.
Don't.
Nah, I'm just being difficult. I love you, Moosey.
I love you.
It's all good. Aw, oh, thanks. So yeah, we've been kind of rock and roll heavy so far.
Yeah, it's extremely strangely unusual for us.
Yeah,
us who we usually have. That was not a correct English sentence. Anyways, I'm not gonna finish that thought because I am being distracted by other things like music.
Music is wonderful. Do you have another song for us?
I do. I have a number of other songs, actually. How long do you want it to be?
I'm flexible.
Okay. Well, there's this band, and they're called the Red Sparrows.
Nice.
And they have this album that's called Every Red Heart Shines Toward the Red Sun. And when you order a vinyl version of that, you get a red vinyl and a golden vinyl.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of stupid, but it's awesome.
It's kind of cool.
Same time.
Yeah.
And they have these songs that have titles that are so long that they don't even bother putting them entirely on iTunes. Anyways, this one's good. A message of avarice rained upon us, 3 dots, because it's not done. It's like 3 lines longer. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody.
For this slightly meditative song provided by the Red Sparrows.
Like, I'm still settling in from it. But that was nice, too. I liked it.
I like it, too.
As a cool...
cool vibe to it.
As a cool, like, slow-burning thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely fun.
Good song to watch Snowfall, too. Getting all poetic here.
Weird. At the gay.
Hey, you could get frowned. That's like...
I know.
Here, that's dangerous, man.
I know. That's what I do. Well, that's the thing. It's just I'm used to being... I spent the last 3 weeks before... This is our first show after winter break, by the way, for those of you keeping score at home. And so I've been in New Hampshire for a while and just been around my family and their humor. And now suddenly there's no one making that kind of joke or fart jokes or pooping jokes.
Wait, there's no one making fart jokes?
Not really.
Here? No one makes fart jokes?
Not enough, really. Not enough for me to notice, like, oh, that guy makes it. I guess I don't hang out with Max as much as I used to. Maybe he'll give me my requisite.
Because I was there last night, and there were some farting jokes right all along.
All along.
That was great. I love
hardcore
Max.
Farting jokes.
Max.
Gross.
If you're listening.
He's not listening.
I love when you fart.
Gross.
It's gross. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyways, so I'm frustrated, though, because I'm trying to load a bunch of podcasts onto my new little hard drive here. And it says I don't have permission to write. Might be because it's formatted for a Windows thing. Might be the issue, but we'll see.
You could reformat it. Are you?
But it's got stuff on it that I want to keep.
Then you don't want to do that. Yeah.
The thing is, I have another one because I salvaged a whole bunch of computers and stuff.
You're so tech savvy.
Not really. But anyways, we need to change musical gears, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
We're in our last 15 minutes here.
Are we? Wow. Time flies.
Time does fly when you're having colorful fun. Because that's our theme today, colors. And this is another song. You know why it's there. Come on, song. Do your thing.
I see trees of green. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright, blessed days, dark, sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. Also on the faces of people going by, I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Merrily saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Caramel. That was awesome. Good job. All right, welcome back to Caramel Carnage.
Welcome back.
That was, of course, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
Because it is kind of wonderful, even if it sucks.
That doesn't make any sense, man.
Does it ever?
No, it doesn't. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Da 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 da.
What are you singing?
A song?
Which one?
The song? I don't know, man.
There's only one song in the entire universe. It all sounds the same to me. That's not true.
Anyways.
Moving on. Moving on to a better subject of conversation.
What's today's theme?
Color.
Yay.
How about next time we do paint?
Paint?
And then we can... No, paint.
Oh, paint.
And then
paint.
We can do crayons, and then we can do...
Just have it, like, be elementary school art class themed for a
ooh.
While.
Let me do paper mache.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. So, colors. What's your favorite color?
I don't really know. I mean,
did you not have that debate in like fourth grade?
We did. I'm colorblind though.
That's oh, you fun. Are?
Yeah. So
with every color or
no, just reds and greens.
Reds and greens.
So I'd probably go with like a nice cyan blue, like a dark blue.
Yeah.
Or a bright yellow.
I didn't know that.
Keep in mind,
you,
that's just because I don't see all. You know, I might be missing ones that I would like more. No one knows.
Well,
no one knows. But I like blues. I'd have to go with dark blue, or
sweet.
What's your favorite color?
Pretty sure it's like really bright red.
Really bright red.
Just like in your face red.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Usually I'm wearing some, but not today. There was one time at some point where I was always wearing something red. It's weird. It wasn't on purpose either. Just I had enough.
I have something red on today, actually. It's a T-shirt I got from my parents. But I don't know. I don't like looking at reds for too long. They hurt my brain.
Yeah, wait. I was going to ask you, if you're colorblind red and green, how can...
Because it's the way colorblind light, or the way light works, you know how there's that whole spectrum, and so basically I'm just missing chunks from the spectrum, but not like any entire thing. So there are certain greens I don't get, and certain reds I don't get, but I get whatever's left over.
Uh-huh.
Like my eye absorbs part of the light, but not all of the light, because it doesn't have the part that absorbs certain particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so but there's always a lot of colors. Like for example, white is actually a reflection of all the colors on the spectrum, which is why it's like pew. And then black is none of them. That's
all the colors.
That's a sound
man.
To have right up in your ears.
Anyways, let's move on to some different music.
Yeah.
Different, very different. Let's pick something very different. Do you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, I might have something. Let's see if it works.
You should do it. I'm still trying to get this whole saving of podcasts.
Yeah.
To work.
Well, let's see what this sounds like. I listened to the entire album. It's by Solar Bears. The album is called "She Was Colored In." The vinyls are actually also red.
Nice.
What a coinkydink. Yeah. Let's listen to this.
Do it. Thank you. Groovy.
Whoa.
And surprising. We're just groovy and surprising here on Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge.
My bad.
All the time. Groovy. Groovy.
All
groovy.
The time. Surprising.
Lift face.
What was that?
I was going to say nifty, but then I wanted to say the word face, too, so I said nift face. I'm going to spread it around. It's a new thing. It's
okay.
A new thing.
It's
happening.
I'll do it. I'll take
Trust
up.
Me.
I'll pick up on that. Sweet.
All right, so we're almost out of time here.
Nift face.
But we did pretty good with time today, actually. You know, it's 11:55, and we've got 53 minutes of podcast done. 54, actually, in 3, 2, 1. 54 minutes! Where's my sound effects when I need them? What's the
Let's
wait?
Let's do them all with our mouths.
Yay. Wait, do what? Yeah, this is just our mouths, guys.
Nothing like a good fart joke. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're funny people.
Kind of.
No.
Well, we're funny to ourselves, which is enough.
That was a... I gotta stop touching those things. Gotta stop touching.
Having too much fun.
Yeah.
In the year.
Anyways.
It's awesome.
Thank you for listening to us.
Get a show, but listen to us, too. We love you. You're the best.
Yay, Hampshire College. Yeah. We're delivering important programming. Things you couldn't live without.
Things you'd never find anywhere else.
That is so incredibly true.
We have the most unique content on this radio. Moose and Fudge are, well, Fudge especially is
oh, thank you.
One of the
well,
organizers of this fine place that is the yurt. And,
oh, thank you. I
we
am.
Should all thank him for the work he does here.
You should all bow down and grovel before me.
Maybe not. We'll just say thank
grovel.
You.
Grovel.
But we mean it.
Thank you. All right, well, should we do one more song then?
Yeah.
I think I remember. I know what song we should go out on because we don't have to hear the whole thing.
Sweet. What, is the end really bad?
No, it's just repetitive.
I love that song, especially when I was 4.
Yeah. You guys know what it is. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. Our theme today was colors, and we hope you enjoy it.
Take care.
Was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door. And the band begins to play.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Live a life of ease. Every one of us has all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green in our yellow submarine.